As we prepare our hearts to worship Jesus in remembering what he did for us in communion, I want to read just some verses out of the Old Testament, out of Isaiah 52 and 53. Speaking of Jesus, "Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up and shall be exalted. As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him, for that which has not been told them they see, and that which they have not heard they understand. Who has believed what they heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities, and upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." It's Jesus. It's Jesus in the Old Testament, portraying the cross, portraying the crucifixion, portraying him being the sin-bearing substitute for this lamb who has gone astray. "My iniquities laid on him," disfigured to the point where he's unrecognizable as a human being, so physically shredded for me, because he took my place. He paid my price. He took what I had coming. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We're going to take bread and juice. Bread broken, that represents his body broken for us. Juice poured out, represents his blood poured out as the price paid for my sin, for your sin. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're clinging to the cross, what Jesus did there is your only hope. You're invited to take and remember with us. We'll serve you. Take a piece of bread, a cup of juice. As you hold those in your hands, reflect on what Jesus did for you. Worship him. Celebrate the freedom you have in Christ at such a great, great cost. We'll take those together in a minute. Let's give thanks. Father, thank you. Thank you for sending Jesus, your only Son, to take my place, to be my substitute, to bear my sin, to bear the punishment I deserve, so that I could be forgiven, set free, welcomed into your holy presence, so that I could stand before you today clean and accepted. Thank you, Jesus, for taking my place. Holy Spirit, for awakening my heart and mind to your truth, for recognizing the good news as good news, that Jesus paid my price. Thank you for bread and juice, symbols that point us back to the cross. Thank you in Jesus' name. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Jesus, thank you. We worship you, for you are worthy. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.